TOK SC outline feedback for Stephen Bates. Okay, I will go through your outline here and maybe you can follow along and I'll just simply comment this. First of all, please do not forget to give me a balanced answer at the beginning, and then let's jump to the area of knowledge claim one. Historians can only make new discoveries. Please be careful with your English. Do not always say only, okay? By using works of others, okay? So for example, so you have to use primary sources. My advice is number one, do not formulate it so black-white. Only or never, okay? But formulate it a little bit softer. There are many cases where historians can make discoveries historians require the discoveries of other people in order to formulate their own views, okay? That would be one thing, okay? So don't just make it can only or can never. Don't jump into black-white. And the other thing that I want to mention here is what you're talking about here you're talking here about the basically making discoveries. What about interpretation of these discoveries, okay? I mean, is there not a historian also responsible here? What about the selection of facts? I mean, the historian does not only discover new things, but also has to evaluate these facts, okay, and select them. So I would say that there is also a lot of personal involvement involved here, okay, personal brain work. This is basically disappearing if you just say historians can only make new discoveries, okay? But I do agree with the primary sources, okay? So there's no question, but maybe you can explore this a little bit in the paragraph, okay? Using Mao Zedong's Red Book to investigate what the aims of the Chinese Communist Party were. Okay, so basically a historian uses his Red Book as a primary source. Fine. But you know what? I claim you need a second historian for a second view of this Red Book. Okay, so that is my kind of my question that I have here is maybe you can kind of balance it out a little bit. We go on to the counterclaim. To create knowledge in history, discoveries have to be made. You just told me that. And these discoveries are often only made by one person only. Yeah, and then you give the Howard Carter. Yeah, there was a team. The guy had a team. Okay, he was not just alone there, but there was actually a whole team involved. But then, of course, you can say that he basically was attributed for it, or it was his brain work. But one of the things that you can talk about here is there are other people who are kind of requiring support. I mean, I just do the following. I mean, in order for you to make for folks to make an astronomical discovery, I mean, you needed somebody who made the glass for the telescopes. Okay. So is this now basically attributed to the person who made the discovery, or should you also give credit to the company that made the telescope lenses, or should you give credit to the whole educational environment that kind of enabled a certain way of thinking? So where do you draw the line, really? Okay. So that is for me a little bit the question. So maybe that's also something that you could explore. Okay. And then you move on to the natural sciences, personal knowledge. Uh-huh. So you want to talk about personal and shared knowledge. That's an interesting point. Maybe you can explain this a little bit more also in the introduction. Okay. Is not really science. Well, until other scientists confirm it. Well, I disagree slightly. I mean, I get what you mean. But you cannot say it's not really science. If I make a discovery, okay, and I use the scientific method, and I'm the first person to discover this new planet somewhere, okay, I know this, basically, and then you say it's not science? You see what I mean? I don't quite fully agree with this, okay? Because science does not depend on whether one single person discovers it or not, but whether the person actually adhered to the scientific method, to the principle of falsification, all of those other things, okay? But I mean, yeah, but I agree, of course, that you need to get it confirmed. But I think that is a different issue, okay? So with this not really science, I don't like this wording here, okay? The discovery of the sun being in the middle of the universe only accepted after many other scientists confirmed the theory. Yeah, maybe. I get it, what you mean here. The thing is... some other people also started to accept it earlier because they realized that actually it made sense and a new scientific discovery is made. People basically understand now why the theory was changed, okay? They have the same data, the same information as the original scientist, and then they also agree with it and they also might accept it, Okay, so I think this is a little bit the wording is a little bit strong, but I mean I get what you mean concerning paradigm changes. If there is a change in the scientific paradigm, then this indeed probably could take a longer time. Okay, I guess this is what you want to say here, but you got to be a little bit more careful in your wording here. So my general support recommendation is in history, talk a little bit more about the aspects in history where a cooperation is necessary and what the nature of this cooperation could be, and where there is the role of the individual historian plays a bigger role. Okay, so basically, what I claim is you are saying also that's something I realized now in claim one: historians can only make new discoveries by using works of others for primary sources. Well, I mean, are you claiming that Mao Zedong was a historian really because he wrote this red book? You see what I mean? I agree that you have to use your primary sources here. But you see, the interpretation of these primary sources can be individual or they can be collaborative, okay? And also the selection of facts. So, but I understand there has to be something there. There got to be facts there, okay, in the first place, for historian to even gather and to discover and to analyze. I mean, I agree on that. But this actual gathering and analysis process, the selection of facts, maybe that is something where there are certain aspects which can be done individually and maybe certain aspects that can be done or mostly collaboratively, okay? And I think the simply saying, okay, you're just basing it on a primary source, but this is, I would say, the person who wrote this primary source not necessarily has to have been a historian. I mean, there are examples where this was actually the case, where there were actually historians, like I think in the eruption of Vesuvius in the year 79, there was a Roman guy who was pretty well known. He was actually documenting the whole thing, right? And he was, the current account of what happened then was actually... is actually based on the first hand account of this person. Okay, so that is basically my idea here is don't be a little bit more careful in the formulation with a yes and no, but rather under what circumstances does the discovery of new historical knowledge depend more on the individual historian, and to what extent is it more of a community thing? Okay, you can of course also include the issues of paradigms when you talk about community issues. You can also talk about shared and personal knowledge when you talk about these things. Explain this, please, in the introduction. Okay, so all the best. Bye bye.